The Unseen Architects, How Neoplatonism Shaped Islamic Philosophy. The tapestry of human thought is woven from threads of diverse ideas, each influencing the next in a grand, ongoing conversation across centuries and cultures. While the world often focuses on the grand pronouncements of conquerors and kings, the quiet whispers of philosophers can resonate just as powerfully, shaping civilizations in ways both profound and subtle. This is the story of how a late ancient Greek philosophy, Neoplatonism, found fertile ground in the burgeoning Islamic world, forever altering its intellectual landscape. Imagine the intellectual ferment of Baghdad in the 9th century. The Abbasid Caliphate, a beacon of learning and culture, was actively translating and studying the wisdom of the ancients. Greek, Persian, Indian, and Syriac texts were pouring into the House of Wisdom, fueling a golden age of scholarship. Into this vibrant milieu stepped the ideas of Plotinus, a philosopher from the 3rd century CE. Plotinus, living in Roman Egypt, was not a systematic philosopher in the mold of Plato or Aristotle, but rather a mystic who sought to articulate the ineffable, the ultimate source of all reality. The One. Plotinus's system, Neoplatonism, posited a hierarchy of existence emanating from the utterly transcendent One. This One, beyond all being and description, wasn't a personal God in the Abrahamic sense, but a source of pure potential. From the One emanated the intellect nous, which contained all the Platonic forms. From the intellect emanated the soul, which in turn animated the material world. For Plotinus, the goal of human life was a mystical ascent back to the One, a return to the source through contemplation and philosophical understanding. When these Neoplatonic ideas encountered the sophisticated theological and philosophical traditions of early Islam, something remarkable happened. They didn't simply replace existing thought. They were assimilated, adapted, and reinterpreted. Early Islamic philosophers, grappling with questions of God's unity, tawhid, divine creation, and the nature of the soul, found in Neoplatonism a powerful conceptual toolkit. Consider Al-Kindi, often called the philosopher of the Arabs. Living in the 9th century, he was deeply influenced by Greek thought and sought to synthesize it with Islamic theology. Al-Kindi, in his work, adopted the Neoplatonic concept of emanation, explaining the creation of the world not through a direct act of divine will, but as a process flowing from God, who he identified with the Neoplatonic One. This allowed him to reconcile the philosophical concept of an eternal, unchanging God with the scriptural account of creation. Then there was Al-Farabi, a towering figure of the 10th century, known as the Second Teacher, after Aristotle. Al-Farabi masterfully integrated Neoplatonic ideas with Aristotelian philosophy, creating a complex system that profoundly influenced subsequent thinkers. For Al-Farabi, the intellect which emanates from God becomes the source of prophecy. He posited an active intellect, a concept with clear Neoplatonic roots, which bestows knowledge and understanding upon humanity. This active intellect was, for Al-Farabi, the intermediary between God and humanity, a channel through which divine revelation could be understood philosophically. Al-Farabi's political philosophy, too, bore the imprint of Neoplatonism. His concept of the ideal ruler, the philosopher king, echoes Plato's vision, but is infused with Islamic theological concerns. The ideal city, governed by such a ruler, aims to achieve human perfection and happiness, a goal deeply aligned with the Neoplatonic pursuit of the good. Later thinkers like Ibn Sina, Avicenna, and Ibn Rushd, Averroes, though engaging with a wider range of philosophical traditions, continued to grapple with and build upon the Neoplatonic framework inherited from their predecessors. The concept of emanation, the hierarchy of being, and the intellectual ascent remained crucial elements in their cosmological and metaphysical systems. Why was Neoplatonism so compelling for these early Islamic philosophers? It offered a sophisticated philosophical language to articulate complex theological doctrines. It provided a framework for understanding God not just as a creator, but as the ultimate, transcendent reality from which all existence flows. It also offered a path for intellectual and spiritual fulfillment, a way to achieve proximity to the divine through reason and contemplation. In a world where faith and reason were often seen in tension, Neoplatonism provided a bridge, allowing philosophical inquiry to flourish within an Islamic worldview. The influence wasn't a one-way street. Islamic philosophers didn't just adopt Neoplatonic ideas, they critiqued them, modified them, and imbued them with distinct Islamic characteristics. They reinterpreted concepts like the One and the Intellect through the lens of Tawhid, the absolute oneness of God. They wrestled with the potential for pantheism inherent in emanationist doctrines, striving to maintain God's transcendence. The legacy of this philosophical encounter is immense. Neoplatonic thought, transmitted and transformed, became a cornerstone of the Islamic intellectual tradition, influencing not only philosophy but also theology, mysticism, Sufism, and even scientific inquiry. It demonstrates how ideas, like seeds carried on the wind, can travel across vast distances and cultural divides, taking root in new soil and blossoming into forms that are both familiar and wonderfully new. The silent whispers of Plotinus, echoing through the halls of the House of Wisdom, continue to inform our understanding of the intricate dialogue between reason, faith, and the eternal quest for truth.